Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there, hi there. Good morning once again on a beautiful day. This is Marcia Cupertino, known as Dr. Cup in the greater LA community. We're here on the Hour for Power and the Hour of Power with Dr. Cupertino live on a show like none other. The show topic today is Do Not Believe Them. All of us know the world is on the run. The world of humanity is and has been for centuries, really since the eons of time, on a collision course with God as their creator, all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and all manner of counsel out here in the streets, in the boardrooms, in the churches. Yes, I said that. It's luring pleasure seekers, God haters, and all in between, who are stumbling in darkness based on an attitude of rebellion. We know the light of humanity is dimmed and the time left to redeem our lives is shorter than ever before. So you're going to hear words of wisdom today, words of understanding. And most of all, you're going to hear sound counsel for living in a world of lies and deceit filled with smoke screens manufactured to put pleasures before God and the ransom sacrifice of Christ Jesus. Which brings me to this point. The Holy Bible says that in the last days, no matter what men say, yes, we're in the last days. In the last days, men were going to be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. But I tell you what, you don't have much pleasure laying on an operating table in a hospital. You don't get much pleasure stretching your hands out from the bars of a jail cell. There's not a lot of pleasure in your life when your children tell you to your face that they hate you. There's not a lot of pleasure in life when your husband puts a gun to your head and tells you he's getting ready to kill you. I could go on and on with this framework, but those that put pleasures ahead of God and their creator, hey, we're in for a problem, self-made hell. Which brings us to our topic, do not believe them. You know, there's a lot of talk going on that humanity, the citizens of Earth, individuals, they can live their life any way they want to. There's talk going on that, yes, you know, we've told you 500 years ago, 50 years ago, that God is dead. Forget it. Stop thinking about him. Stop talking about him. Stop preaching about him. There's a lot of talk going on that no matter what, you can live together, unmarried. You can live with anybody you want, unmarried in any kind of state that you deem that, yes, this is marriage. It looks like marriage. It feels like marriage. I'm saying it's marriage. I'm buying it. I'm buying into it. I got the cash. I got the millions. I can change the laws and rules. There's a whole lot of people saying that no matter how I live my life, it's my business, and I'm rich enough to come out on top if that is what it's going to take. But you know, that is not the feeling and the teaching, the unction and understanding from a living God that has already said, I created man out of the dust. So this hour for power and hour of power is not for scoffers and unbelievers and those that have made up their mind that they are. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to eat, drink today because tomorrow I might perish. Yeah, ought to perish, living outside of the will of God. So this topic today, do not believe them. It's centered on those that are attempting by way of their behavior, their conduct, their words of non-wisdom to turn people away from following Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, according to the sacred writings of the Holy Bible, and his Father in heaven, God himself, the one that Psalms 83:18 says, that people may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the earth. That's his name. Lord is a title, But that's his name, this God, this creator God, this creator of the universe. He's already identified himself. He said, my name is Jehovah. And in Romans 10, it says, those that call on the name of Jehovah shall be saved. Saved from carnal thinking. Saved from spreading religious falsehoods. Saved from a life of degradation because the majority of the world is following Satan. So when we use this topic today and this show, do not follow them. Do not believe them. Do not try to believe them. We're stating fact that will not only prove beyond the shadow of a doubt, if you are a believer, that God is and that he's already spoken and he's already given us rules for living, then you will be on the right track. We also know there's people going around, even in some of our religious institutions, saying, yeah, you know, I know that's in the Bible, but I know God said from my readings that we're not supposed to live like that. But I know God has said, well, you know, if I tell three lies today on Monday and then maybe on Wednesday tell four more lies and then on Saturday I tell two more lies and then bow down on Sunday and say, oh, God, hallelujah, forgive me. People are living that kind of philosophy, saying that that's okay. As long as there's a ransom sacrifice out there on the table, and long as I can say, God, hallelujah, forgive me, everything's going to be all right. Don't believe that. Paul said through the sacred scriptures that the life that one has lived before coming into the knowledge of a holy God and his son, Christ Jesus, hey, once we have been enlightened, he said, there's no going back. If so, you would be treading dangerously on the ransom sacrifice of Christ. Yes, it may not be attractive to follow some ancient pages on living. Yes, it might not be what some people call the new normal. Well, what is the new normal? Death is still on the prowl. Death is still ruling as king after 70, 80. That's all the scriptures say we have. So it will behoove us to search the scriptures like ancient Bereans did, according to scripture. Whatever they heard and saw going on in their world at that time, they searched the scripture. And if you look out over the horizon of our world right now, obviously, the choices that we have made for living our life independent of God has not worked. Our families are crumbling. Our institutions are crumbling. We're the laughing stock of the world. Nations that are against us and that claim in writing and verbally that they are enemies, they're calling America the great Satan. You're scared to go out at night, scared to go out at day, scared to drive your car, scared to walk the streets during the day, scared to go in a restaurant, sit there and eat, feeling maybe someone's going to come in there and shoot the place up, scared to drive your car on the freeway, scared to drive your car on the street, scared to go in the grocery store, scared to stand at the ATM machine, scared to go in the bank and draw your money out, scared to go to the hairdresser. Fear, fear, fear is ruling our planet. And something is at the root of this. Yes, man has chosen to live apart from God. Yes, he's chosen to close that dusty black book up called the Holy Bible and going about his business. Well, look at his business. Look at it. Just open your eyes and your heart. Look at it. Nothing seems normal. The new normal is a world abandoned because of his practices. So when we look about and we hear statements that, well, you know what, go on and live your life, it's going to be okay. Oh, go on and do whatever you think you're big enough to do, it's going to be okay. Just go on over there in the corner and curse God and die, it's going to be all right. Stop going to church. Stop even talking about church. Stop talking about the God who said go on in and don't even think about forsaking the assembling of yourself together. Listening to that and even falling prey to a belief of that has got us in the shape where we're in now. We're in a hell of a pit right now as a people and as a nation. And I'm just not talking about America. Look at the world. Over in the Netherlands, they're having problems. Look over in Europe, they're having problems. Look over in Nepal. They've had a big problem, and they're not over yet. Look over in Germany. Look in China. Oh, my God. Look at what's going on there. Something is not right. And intelligent people know something is not right in our world. They don't know what. They're trying to say, well, maybe it's the white folks causing all the problem. Then some are saying, no, you know what? I think it's them blacks running around causing all the problem. Then some are saying, no, it's the Mexicans running up over here from Mexico, burdening our job market, laying in the hospital having all the kids. I mean, we could go on and on and on in this framework, but let's put this coat on the back of the deserving one, none other than a force to be reckoned with, and a force that the Bible says is none other than God's adversary, Satan the devil. And Satan is so smooth, he will stab you in the back 1,000 times, and you'll still think it's your sister or your brother, or you'll blame God. That's how smooth the devil is. Satan is behind all of the chaos. He's behind the rulership and the governments, because the Bible says that the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. And if you study that out of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, you can really identify who that wicked one is. So if the whole world is lying in his power, how? Well, under the influence of drugs. 25 million plus Americans are on prescription drugs, including children. Painkillers are dominating 1 in 4. Walking around on pain. How can America win any war, cold or hot, with all its inhabitants stumbling around on painkillers, pain pills? And we could go on this subject, but I defy any listener to write in or call or send an email and name just one facet of humanity that's on the right track. I hear people scared to go in the hospital. Some say, no, I ain't going. You know what? I may not come out. You know what? I don't trust that doctor. Oh, no, no, no. You have people with that framework today. But let's get back to this topic. Do not believe them. Well, who are the them? Well, you got some people that are choosing to even change their nature. Now, don't get me wrong. We don't care what they do. We're God's messengers. We're here to live and let live. But if our God has said, look, go out and warn the wicked, then if we're in obedience to the word and to God's call, that's what we're going to do. We're not going to tuck tail and cower down. You can only eat 3 meals a day if you're lucky, if you get that, and wear one pair of shoes at a time. So we're not going to turn our backs on God and the edict to go out there and warn them and to counter a lot of disbelief against God that's going on out there. But when you get a race of people that are hell-bent on ruling this world, you're going to have a problem, because the only way they can rule it is through the fear of death and millions of dollars. But the Bible says that those that desire to be rich are going to stab themselves all over with pain. Oh, yeah, it's going to be some pain. It's probably some pain now, knowing that, you know, once you check out of here, you're not taking a dime with you. You're not taking your designer jackets. You're certainly not going in a mansion 6 feet under. And if you're not careful, the one sleeping in your household will be your death, because Jesus said that. So our topic is sending Christians, sending people that know it's something wrong with the world, and if I keep following the world, I'm going to end up like the world. This topic, do not believe them, is to put us in check, to identify not only who the them is, but what are they talking about? Okay, well, here, let me give you some examples. God is dead. I didn't want to hear about the Bible. Christianity is dead. You're wasting your time talking about it. You ain't going nowhere, because you don't know if there's a heaven or a hell. I ain't seen it. Get out of my face. I don't want to talk about it. When you hear that kind of talk, you know, those people are not on the side of the righteous, and they're not on the side of God. I don't care how much money they give to charity. They need a write-off, and the charities are broke and need the cash. We don't care how much they give. We don't care how much their balls raise, because anybody talking against God and stating that this world is in turmoil because of something else outside of God, that becomes a problem. The God of the Bible said, get on out there and prophesy against him. Warn the wicked. Warn the wicked of their ways. It didn't say change them. Didn't even say correct them. God is not interested in that. He said warn them. In other words, he was in a judgment mode, meaning whatever they say, whatever they do, fine. I'm here to tell you to go out there and warn them because there's a judgment on the way. And some are getting a judgment right now today in and out of their own households. Some are scared to go to sleep in their own house. Some are scared to trust their own wives at the grocery store and back. Some are afraid to trust their own banker, investment advisor. Fear, fear, fear. But the voices that are out there encouraging people of right disposition to live any way they want, to grab what they can while they can, to even stop raising your own family in a way that God approved. You've got to watch that. Oh, yeah, they're saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with the world. Oh, yeah, everything's been like this since the creation of time. In the past 50 years, we've seen some of the most horrible accidents. We've seen some of the most horrible mass suicide attempts. And those that have been carried out. We've seen in the last 50 years banks go out of existence. Oh, no, things have not always been like this. We're not trying to make God and his son out of a lie. He said in the last days there are going to be rumors of wars and strife and wholesale murder. But he said, just hold on. Because once my word reaches the entire inhabited earth, he said, then the end's going to come. Check out Matthew 28. Yeah, he said, then the end's going to come. We all know there's an end coming. We can't operate like this as humans. Look at the nuclear arsenals Iran, Russia, America has. Look at what's going on with the stockpiling of weapons. I had a friend tell me they went somewhere over near Saudi Arabia where they had some kind of a arms fair, arms and weapons fair, and they said, cold-blooded killers, enemies, people from all across the earth, heads of state, were there. And they were bidding and buying weapons by the billions of dollars. Oh, yeah. And said they closed it out with a big party. This is what's going on in our world because we have abandoned God and rebelled against God. Don't believe these people. Don't believe, I don't care who it is. If it's not coming out of God's mouth, it ain't been said. If it's not coming out of God's word, it ain't been written. Don't believe them. God is not one to be mocked. He said, for whatsoever man is soweth, that's what he's going to reap. It's as simple as that. And if God has given edicts on conduct for those that he has created, we need to look out. And we also need to remember to put God first in all that we do. This is the Dr. Copertino Show. Do not believe them. Believe God.
Yeah, so if someone says, well, you know what, how in the world can I believe God? You know, I'm sad and I'm mad. You know, I had a daughter that I loved dearly. The preacher said, God took my daughter. I was married to a wonderful man, and overnight, our marriage dissolved. Was that God? Why should I believe God? If you're saying don't believe them, why should I believe God? What am I going to get for believing in God that I can't even see? My grandma and grandpa believed in God. They lived in poverty all their life. They never had more than $100 in the bank in their whole life. Why should I believe God? Everywhere I go, I see pain and suffering. I'm sick today, well tomorrow, sick the next day. Why should I believe in God? Why shouldn't I believe the way of the world? This is why, number one, because God has promised eternal life. He said, all those that believe in me and put faith in me through the ransom sacrifice and my son Christ Jesus. He said, they shall be saved. Yes, saved from degradation while living. Let's face it, following the word of God in one's daily life has never hurt anyone. Those are the ones that sleep well through the night. Those are the ones that earn a good reputation before God and man. Those are the ones that can look man and Satan and anything else in between in the eye and say, for God I live and for God I die. The number one reason. Number two, who else are you going to believe that holds life and death in their hand but God? The Bible says that man might can take the life, but they can't destroy the spirit. Number three, here's another good reason. Because the Bible says in Jeremiah 10:23 that those walking on 2 feet cannot direct their own steps. We need guidance. We need a guide. The Bible says his word, the word of God, is a lamp unto our feet. We follow man to our doom. We follow man to our destruction. Look at us now. That's another good reason. And the main reason is because God has promised eternal life. No man can do that. His money won't buy a way into heaven. His money will not buy death away. What is he going to give death when death come knocking? He can't add one cubit to his life, no matter who he is or how much cash he has. And anybody leading a nation, a world, into self-destruction by their behavior is already doomed. Just know that Satan crouches near. Just know that all of the legions of demons of hell is clapping their hands. But guess what? Bible says that in that day, Satan and all of them, all of the fallen angels that became demon followers of Satan, will be thrown into an abyss. And those that follow wrong counsel into the lake of fire. Now, whether we believe that or not, let me tell you something. Those words have been preserved for centuries. And there's a rush to humankind, side of God. We know something's going on. That only the Bible is giving us a clue and an answer. Not man. What man say in a textbook in 1999, I tell you what, pull them up, they're not the same. You can't trust man. The Bible says don't trust man whose breath lieth in his nostrils. You can't do it. The very ones that follow Jesus saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, my Hosanna. Turned around within days and said, crucify. You can't trust man. Bible says don't even trust those sleeping in your own house. Do not trust him. So those are some of the reasons why you should believe God. You should also look at your own body, how wonderfully perfect it is made. No test tube necessary. Man is still looking and lurking around for something to disprove God. When it comes to life and its existence and where it came from, they can't do it. They've tried, but they can't. They're going to continue to try until his son's return. But now you have a chance to get in behind a God that set a cattle on 1,000 hills belong. You got a chance to get in behind that God and say, count me in, count me in. You have a chance to give your life over under the basis of the salvation of Jesus. You have a chance today. The Bible says every day is a new day in God. You have a chance. If you're listening to this show, you have a chance not only to honor God with your life's example, an example you set for the community, but you have a chance to let the world know that, yes, there is a living God, my Creator. And I am going to follow him. I'm going to believe what the Bible says. I'm going to believe what I see out in the world. And you know what you see? You see death on the horizon. You see an increase in every crime known to man. And you're going to tell them, because of what you see, because of what's reported, you're going to go to God and you're going to stick with God no matter what. He's already prophesied some of the things we see right now. Let's read Deuteronomy 28 and 29. Read Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 21. Go and read 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul said, you know, you were once followers a demon and demon chat, demon conversation. But now that you've become enlightened by way of the scripture and by way of the Holy Ghost, you're no longer the same. Who wants to be the same? Every commercial you look at is new this, new this, try this, this is new. Nobody wants to be the same. God can make all things brand new, even you. You've got to give him a chance, and you've got to believe God. You got to make up your mind to believe him. Once and for all, you heard about him, but now it's your chance to believe the word of God. Don't believe the preacher. You hear anything, they're wrong, get him, get your hand back, get up out of there. Believe the word of God. Don't believe what grandma said. If it looks like it's something that's tainted and it's leveraged against a living God, don't believe grandma. Believe God. Believe God through his word. Believe the apostles through the epistles that they wrote. Believe God. Jesus said, if you only believe, you can ask what you will, and it shall be given you. Now, if God knows you're going to kill yourself 2 days later, you're not going to get what it is you ask for. But just know that whatever you ask for, if it's in his will, you got it. You may have to wait. Moses waited 40 years to see the fruition of God's promises come true. I'm not saying you got to wait 40, but this is what I'm saying. In God, all things are possible. You got a chance. You got a chance to turn your life around. You done lived and missed it like a look at you. Look at you for believing your friends, your husband, your next door neighbor. Look at you. Look at you. God's and only God's words are sure. His promises are made firm. And he says, all those that put their faith in me, he says, not only will they be saved, but I'm going to be their God. They're going to be my child. That is what we're looking for in God. Next week, we're going to be talking about some things that are just as interesting, but we're going to concentrate on daily living and how we can walk holy in an unholy world, how we can pray to a holy God from an unholy one. That's going to be the emphasis of our next 2 hours of power and hours of power with Dr. Papatino. Believe God. If mama tell you God is dead, tell I love you. But I'm going to believe God. If daddy say I don't love you anymore, say that's all right. I'm going to believe God. Believe God and live. See you next week on the Hour for Power, Dr. Cappuccino Show.